Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Now, I'm going to start off a little morbid here, but just hear me out. I think when you get to the end of your life, you look back on your life and you say, man, I'm really lucky I got to live through this great moment in our history. Like, I was there when we landed on the moon. I got to see Willie Mays play, things like that. I don't really think the audience realizes they experienced something very special here. We all lived through the longest period of time that Evan Roberts did not host a sports talk radio show. Guy went 2 weeks without telling somebody, maybe somebody on the side of the road he gave his opinion to, but 2 weeks this guy didn't get to give his sports opinions, a little bit here with the Rico, but not in the sports talk radio, you know, forum. So what I gave you today was, in my opinion, the five things Evan missed the most when he was on his European vacation.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm excited.
Number five.
Now, obviously, you know, I assume Dudley didn't make the trip, so I'm not talking about your dog or things like that.
He would have been number one, by the way, because Dudley didn't make the trip. When I finally saw him after 2 weeks, like, I let him lick my face for 5 minutes straight. It was unbelievable.
And it's not cheating if it's your dog. I must put out that.
So why are you out in public canoodling?
Was that? Oh, that was Evan's canoodling with his dog. All right. So number five is cutting up audio and sending it to me. No joke, Friday, Evan landed. Saturday morning, I woke up to this, Tiki.
Absolute stiff.
That was sent to me. I don't know who. And then I pondered, which Met is Joe talking about? Is he recounting Jets? Did he go over our 25, you know, the century, all century team? Like, where? What was the, who was he talking about?
He was talking about, if I gave you 100 guesses, you would not come up with it.
Absolute
it was Saturday morning.
Stiff.
It was Saturday morning.
Absolute stiff.
Saturday morning. So after the Mets lose the Friday night game. Friday night game is obviously the game where Manaea pitched well. Mm. And then they go to the bullpen. And the bullpen completely, you know what's the bet.
Absolute stiff.
So the absolute stiff he was referring to is Alex Correa, the reliever.
Absolute stiff.
The reliever who came in, and then, of course, Mendy couldn't take him out. Just right. Let him give up three home runs or whatever it was.
Joe, here we go.
Number four.
Number four is asking Sal Licata if the NL East is over. Which
I did miss that. There was a part of that wanted to text him and just say, hey, is the NL East over?
Yeah,
I decided not to, but I wanted to.
Evan, he started to get a little bit, not quite physically, but like verbally violent with Tommy.
What?
Yeah.
I think Sal figured, all right, Evan's on vacation. Yeah. Tommy runs a little bit of a loose ship.
Right.
He's not going to ask me. Bro, the first day I walked up to him, he stared a hole through me and was like, we're still doing
this? Not you too, positive Tommy.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
I'm like, Sal, you don't understand this. We literally have a guy that listens to our radio station named Dan that writes everything down we do. He's going to report back to Evan. He's going to say we didn't do this. So I have to, as a producer, ask you this. Now, I didn't ask him last week with the break, but I asked him, I think, every day, pretty sure.
And did he get close to declaring the NL East over? Like, where was he?
No, not once at all. He was very short with me. He was like, no, get away from me. Like, he wasn't having it. But I had to ask for the show, you know?
Great. Well, good job by you. I respect that.
All right, here we
number
go.
Three.
All right, I had this on my list, but Evan said the food was great. I put food. Now, Evan might have loved the food. He sent us some prawns, picture that. You know, the minute Evan got home, he went right for the tuna fish sandwich. He went right for the oldies but the goodies. You know what I mean? It's not like Evan is now going to have a expanded palate because he went to France and Italy. So I think Evan missed the food when
he
was out there.
Did Abuelo cook on Saturday night?
Did Abuelo? Oh, when we were home?
Yes.
Nah, we did a lot of ordering in once we got home.
Oh.
He needed a break too, man. It was a lot.
He
that was trip was a lot.
What are you talking about? He needed a break. He was on vacation.
Yeah, Tiki, you know this better than anybody. A European vacation in which you're going city to city, which is essentially what we did. We didn't stay in one place for longer than 2 days. There was a lot of driving. There was a lot of sightseeing. That's not a relaxing vacation.
No, you need a vacation from the vacation.
Yes!
Right.
This is my vacation from the vacation. Turning on a microphone and telling you the Yankees had a DVD championship kind of moment on a Saturday. This is my vacation. So Tommy's dead wrong. The food was amazing. Mm. I actually miss the food from Europe. It's probably the best thing about the continent and probably the best thing about Italy was how awesome the food was. Because I got to tell you, Venice to me pissed me off.
Mm. I was here we go. Hey, was I right? Did I tell you?
That Venice is overcrowded?
Yep.
Here's the problem with Venice. Okay,
absolute
so for those...
stiff.
Okay. For those that are not aware, because I'm sure Sean had no idea, Venice is the city that's basically got canals all over the place. So you need to get on a boat to go here and there. Like, there were no roads, right? And I went there, and it was unique, and it was special, and I was like, wow, this is crazy, and I was eating dinner, and it hit me. It's a theme park. That's what it's not a real city. Who lives on that thing? Nobody lives on that thing. People go to that thing because it's weird and different. They take pictures. They say, ooh, there's no streets. It's just canals. You take a boat here and a boat there, and there's a taxi here and a taxi. That is a carnival act. So I just can't take it seriously. Like, was it fun? Sure. Was it unique? Absolutely. But that I call BS on that being a real place.
So is Disney, right? That's your response.
Yeah. It's Disney. Dude, it's Disney World. They're putting on a show for us. Like, oh, yeah, look at this. We got taxi, water taxis to go here and go there. Our subways are boats. Like, no human being actually lives there. Mm. And if they used to live there, they left because tourists like me, who are pigs, took over. So Venice is just, it's not real.
What I've took from this conversation is that after 2 weeks of vacation, Evan is going to take yet another vacation, the vacation from the vacation. Here we go.
Number two.
Number two is going to Met games. Now, I called Evan out for this. He doesn't know this. I said it to Sean. This is such up the Evan playbook. He went to basically every Met game before this vacation, and I guarantee you he told his wife, listen, honey, we're going to go on this trip, you know, but I want to bring Jet to these games. He went to every Brewer game that when they were here. So leading up to the trip, he went to every game, and I know it was a big weekend, but really, if the Mets weren't giving anything away and they weren't retiring any numbers this weekend, they were playing some innocuous team, Evan would have been at Citi Field twice, which he was, Saturday and Sunday. He couldn't wait to run back to Citi Field. He missed it.
You're right. I couldn't wait to go. I went on Saturday with Jet and my dad. I went on Sunday with my youngest son, Spence. And now they're about to play the Angels. And I was going to go tonight.
Because
and
of the Yeet bobblehead, right?
Excuse me?
They have the Jey Uso Yeet bobblehead tonight.
They
isn't that a
do. It's a specialty ticket, so you almost have to buy a separate ticket.
Oh, got it.
So I was going to go to this entire Angel series because you're right. My wife gave me a look when I got home yesterday. And it was the look of... It was the look of, you're done for this homestead. You wow. went out Saturday, you went out Sunday, I respect it, you're done.
All right.
And so we didn't even have a conversation, Tiki. I immediately made sure I moved Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and abandoned ship. So I'm done. I'll watch the games at home because the look,
right.
It wasn't even words. It was a look of, all right.
Let me follow up from earlier. Is Abuelo cooking tonight?
Yes.
Well, see, there you go. Yes. So you're fine being home, and you get to eat at a reasonable hour.
I don't mind being home. I love going to games, but you know, I also understand that I'm a husband and a dad. I got to have some responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
The one thing that Evan missed most on his European vacation? Doing sports talk radio. He lives for it. He was basically doing with us in text chains, but that's not the same as being on the air. You know, he got here, he rushed today, 2 o'clock, even with the doctor's appointment, 2:01, ready to be on the air professional. Evan Roberts, after a long, you know, lapse of not doing sports talk radio, is back where he belongs doing.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with that. Now, I think that the Rico helped me because I was able to at least do some Mets after each series. But it was challenging because I've never taken 2 weeks off. Even for my honeymoon, it was more like a week and a half. Like, we actually never did the full 2 weeks. So it was a long period of time. I'm glad to be back. I'm going to give Tiki Barber a big hug tomorrow. I think I'm over missing Tommy, so I'll probably just look at you and be like, hey, what's up, Tommy?
That didn't last long. That was like 2 hours. Honeymoon's over.
I did miss you, though. I missed you the most. It's like, what was the main character's name in Wizard of Oz? What's her name?
Dorothy?
Redhead. Dorothy, yes.
She doesn't have
what's
red hair.
What's her name?
No, hold on. She doesn't have red hair, first of all.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
Dorothy, you're thinking of Wendy from Wendy's. She has red hair. Or
does she have red
hair? Dorothy is a brunette.
Red hair. No, you
she
can't
had,
tell.
She had
you
red
can't
shoes.
Tell because it's
is
not...
in black and white?
It's in black and white until she goes to Never Never Land and
no,
then
she
the
goes,
color comes
she goes
in?
To Oz.
Oz, right. Same thing.
Which is...
So Never Never Land.
Right.
Bottom line is...
She actually does have red hair.
Thank you. What? I know she does. I don't know why Tommy's disagreeing with me.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to disagree with me about. But Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, says, I missed you most of all. And now, do you remember which character she says that to?
To her dog.
No, because she didn't miss Toto. She was with Toto.
Oh, that's right.
Which character did she say?
Oh, because they were all people in her town.
They were, but she was saying, I'm going to miss you most of all. Let me correct myself. Of the characters that she met in Never Neverland, or Wizard of Oz, which character? See, I know a lot about this movie, even if I don't. Who did she say?
I have no idea.
Was it the Tin Man?
You're guessing the Tin Man. I'm not going to tell you. Tiki, give me a guess.
I mean, the Cowardly Lion?
It was not. You're both wrong. It was the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Oh,
darn it. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, because he didn't have a brain or something. Oh, no, he didn't have a heart. I forget which one didn't have which. The only thing I remember is the lion didn't have courage.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the Tin Man didn't have the heart.
Right, yeah. So the other guy, he didn't have a brain.
Scarecrow
right.
had, like, straw in his
so
head.
You're saying I don't have a brain. Is that what you're getting at here?
Yes!
All right.
Maybe that's why Dorothy was going to miss him the most, and maybe it's why I missed you the most. I have no idea.
By the way, Judy Garland, who obviously was Dorothy, I don't think she had red hair.
She is. I'm looking at tons of pictures. She is most definitely a redhead.
Thank you.
Kind of an Evan Roberts redhead, because there are moments...
Fugazi.
No, it's just there are moments when it looks brown.
She's a redhead.
She's a redhead.
It's like Thomas Jefferson. He's a redhead.
Yeah.
Like, I know he doesn't look necessarily like a redhead. He's a redhead. Blake Griffin. Remember Blake Griffin, former NBA player? Redhead. It's another one. If you have a little bit of redness in your hair, shut up. You're a redhead. It doesn't matter. That's the way it works. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. Don't yell at me. Like, if you're just like a little bit of a redhead, like one time you were a redhead, you're a redhead. Lucille Ball, redhead. We got a lot of redheads. But I think Thomas Jefferson may be the only redheaded president. I'm trying to think of anybody else.
I like to go to former presidents' boyhood homes.
Hmm. When did I say that? I sound so young when I said that. Speaking of people without a brain, let's say good afternoon to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
Hey. Also going to Oz. So it's a perfect segue.
That was the perfect segue. I wish I thought of it.
He didn't realize it.
Yeah. I realize everything, Tiki. Right. My 50, soon-to-be 50-year-old brain still works. And you know what else works? The Sylvia stare back in the States has Evan shook like a little boy, like one of her three sons, baby.
Well, you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. Like, as much as I love going to Met games, I got to the games I really wanted to go to against Cincinnati, the David Wright stuff. It's the Angels on a Monday and a Tuesday when it's hot as you know what outside. I'd like to go, but I also know, let me save this for, I'll tell you what I got to save it for. This is a story for another day, but put it this way. My son, Jet's birthday party is going to occur during Mets Rangers, which is the Old Timers Day. Fair enough, I'll miss Old Timers Day, no big deal. But if it's Jacob deGrom's return, we're going to have an issue.
Yeah, hold on, Ozzy. One quick timeout for a second.
Go for it. Yeah.
It appears that there were multiple presidents that had red head, including, even though he's often depicted with a white wig, George Washington.
Really?
Thomas Jefferson.
Did Eisenhower before he got bald?
Andrew Jackson. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes.
And Calvin Coolidge.
I could see that. Yeah. We don't want Andrew Jackson, though, so I don't throw him.
You want Trump?
You can delete him.
Trump's not a redhead. He's got the whitest hair in the world.
No, it's like orangish in the right tint and the right angle. So
I don't know. Like I don't think he qualifies. I thought Obama had red hair for a while, too, but I don't think he qualifies either. So I think it's just the guys that Tiki named. I'm going to have to make an all-star team of redheaded presidents. Mm. Of the guys you said, Ike's my guy. So I'm not surprised by Ike, so. That's a good one. Anyhow, what's your dumb point we're all going to laugh at nervously?
I got a heads up for you and a question for Tommy. If I may, Evan, heads up. Tommy sounds like, during his Saturday show, the extended filler show, that he might report you to HR because you were sending inappropriate pics of male genitalia to your little group chat and your coworkers incessantly.
What? Evan.
Tommy, care to explain?
Yeah, there were several times that I woke up to pictures that Evan sent of statues where the guy's schwanz was hanging out.
It was David, man. It's David. It's David.
And I'm like, why does anyone need that? Famous for what?
He's got the most famous penis in the history of the world.
Reese's peanut butter cup. He's referring to the David?
Yes. All along, I thought it was Ron Jeremy, but I guess it's David.
I thought it was the African-American dude, God rest his soul that is on all those memes that everyone gets from their friends.
Yeah. Next topic.
Oh, God. Tommy, I have a question, man.
Yeah.
When you were getting babysat in that Cadillac bar and that little menage, you talked about how you hate small talk. Were you able to make small talk with the people that were treating you and babysitting you, or you stay quiet?
No, so that wasn't to me small talk. That's a family that I've gotten to know that invited me to the Cadillac Club that I've already met the last time we were there. So I didn't consider that small talk. And I really only consider small talk to be bad when I see you every day. So if I see Tiki every day and we do the small talk, like, Tiki, how was your weekend? Yeah. How are the kids? That's small talk. If I haven't seen you in a couple weeks and we chit-chat, I don't consider that. Nor did we have the small talk. We just talk shop. We talk baseball. We talked about the show, etc. So no biggie on that. There was no small talk.
I forgot.
You didn't hermit yourself in the corner. You actually got involved. And
yes, like, they invited me there.
Right next to them in the seats. By the way, you're welcome for that, Tommy, because that's his like adopted parents now, and it's only because I couldn't go, and so he took.
Oh, really? Is that how it worked out? They invited you. You said no, and they said, "All right, well, that's Tommy."
The original Cadillac Club show.
Yeah.
They invited me to stay. I couldn't stay.
Oh, gotcha.
So Tommy went, and now he's got a new family.
He's got the... And thank you, Ozzy. Good talking to you. I miss you the least of most, but still, I miss you. Tommy now has an in-to-go to Knick games and an in-to-go to Met games. He doesn't need me anymore.
Wait, who's the Knicks game?
The Knicks games are dear friend Kerry and Justin in Sayreville.
Right. That's right.
I'm their adopted son, although I think I'm older than them. But they're my Knick parents, and then my Met parents, obviously, are Rick, Melissa, and Constance.
Yes. Yeah, you don't need me anymore. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thankfully I didn't, because you had me sing for my supper. You didn't only invite me when it's 100 degrees outside, or they're playing some scrub team, or whatever the case may be. It was always like the scraps I would get, and I was insulted by that. This is the Cadillac Club for David Wright Day. They invited me. Now, I did say I would get back to them, and I was a little wishy-washy, but, you know, I ended up going, and I appreciate the invite.
So the David is in the Louvre? Is that where it's located, Teak? I'm trying to remember.
No.
Is that the one in Florence?
David's in Florence.
David's in Florence. Yeah. I'm sorry. I went to so many museums, I'm confused. So believe it or not, because I know you don't believe me, and people in the audience may not believe me, but I did a few videos while I was out there talking about the Mets, one about the Jets, with backdrops of places in Europe. That was my wife's idea. And she said, I got this great idea. Why don't you do like 30-second videos in front of these awesome places and talk sports? And I said, okay, that seems like a great idea. So it wasn't something that I did like, oh, I need to talk sports. But one of the ideas I did have, and I did not pull it off, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway, is I wanted to break down the Mets right in front of the David's penis. Like, I thought that was going to be amazing. Like, just stand there with it hanging over me and just talk about the Mets. And as I got there, because I got to the front, I got nervous. I got stage fright. Like, people are looking. They're looking at the David. It's one of the most famous things in the world. I'm in Florence, Italy. Can I really just turn around with this thing above my shoulder and talk about the Met bullpen? So I didn't do it. I think it would have been great, Tiki, but... Yeah.
It would have been memorable. You might have gone viral for that one.
Especially if
you could have secretly referenced what was behind you without referencing what was behind you.
What he needed to do was drop a Dickie Love Lady as he was breaking it down in front of the David statue. Ah, right. Evan, I
can't believe what happened to Dickie.
That would have been perfect content.
I can't believe it. Oh, wait.
I just couldn't do it. I felt too much respect to the David and to whatever the name of that museum is in Florence, where I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to position it perfectly where it's just that. And I'm going to talk about Dickie Lovelady and the Met bullpen. Couldn't pull the trigger.